That's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. All things Vuka Kleva this hour, and we are joined by Mr. Ubisi as we talk about the incident that's been trending on our social media platforms. Mr. Ubisi, welcome to Rise FM.
Thanks for that, and greeting to listeners of Rise FM.
Now, regarding the video shared on social media about the bullying that she's occurred and the colorism, what immediate actions were taken following its release?
Look, I think as an institution, is that we were also shocked by the incident, as we do not expect that conduct from any of our students, whether male or female. And I think when the matter was brought to our attention, we immediately acted and sent our team from student affairs to go and look as to what could be the issue. And as a result, we instituted a formal investigation because we view it as something very serious.
I mean, does the university have any support systems currently in place for students who report any cases of bullying, harassment, or body shaming?
Definitely we do. So, in fact, in the case of the students, we have already facilitated a session for them with, in particular, the one that reported the matter on social media, to our student counseling services. So we have a fully fledged student counseling services that are in the institution and that help our students on a number of issues, including this one of bullying, because we understand that we need to provide them with the necessary support to ensure that they thrive in their studies. So in this case, we have already done that, and we trust that, you know, our professional counselors that are here in the institution will be able to assist the student to be able to deal with this matter.
Absolutely. But I think also it's very important for the alleged suspect perpetrators to also kind of get some sort of, you know, support. Because, you know, I always say these are things that kind of come from within. There must be something that they are dealing with, and I'm hoping they also get some sort of support.
Definitely. In fact, we have taken that approach. We have taken that approach as much as we need to instill the code of conduct for students, because reality is that we have no expectations for any of our students to bully another student.
True.
So it's a two-pronged approach. One is that we're doing a formal investigation because we need to ensure that, you know, we learn from this experience and that it will never happen again. But if there are recommendations to be made in terms of creating more awareness to our students, then we'll be able to take it in that level. But secondly, the part of support on the alleged perpetrators. So they've also gone through the process of getting support. So, you know, our approach to this thing is that, you know, you allow the process to go through so that you arrive, you know, at a conclusion based on the evidence that is being provided, but at the same time, provide support to those students that have been affected so that they can focus on their studies. They're currently at a very critical time, which they're busy with exams, and we understand that we need to give them the necessary support as an institution.
Mr. Ubisi, what message does the university have for its students and the public regarding its stance on bullying and gender-based harassment within its community?
So our message is as follows. One, we fully understand that something like bullying is something very serious. It's a societal problem. You know, it happens either in schools, and in our case, in an institution of higher learning. We will work with our students to raise the bar in terms of creating more awareness to ensure that they don't become, you know, perpetrators. But in a case where they are victims, we improve channels of reporting so that you don't have an incident where someone, you know, is reaching a boiling point and be able to take it on social media.
Yeah.
The message to parents, to the committee of UMP, to stakeholders is that as an institution, we are aware that something like this can happen and we're putting measures in place, or rather strengthening the measures that we have in place to ensure that when learners are at UMP, they focus on the core business of why they're here and shouldn't be sidetracked by issues of bullying. But we're taking it very seriously and we'll be able to communicate the outcome of this process that we've undertaken.
Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show. And I think, you know, the listeners will be glad to hear that there are measures that the university is taking, because it's 2025 and these are things that we should not really be speaking about. It's very sad to see a young, beautiful girl saying this is how she feels and she's being made to feel by young men who are becoming grown adults, you know. So we're very, very happy to hear that the university is taking the necessary measures. Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Okay, thank you.